The Last True Heart, written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. Deep inside, beyond the heart, is a place where truth can't be denied. Alice knew it as she hunched over the heavy weight in her chest, her hand on her belly, as if protecting the life within. Hollow, her breath short, she swiveled to stare left and then right along the busy wharf, over the top hats, the caps and the bonnets. There were many onlookers here at the Victorian port where the Shenandoah had been berthed for so many eventful weeks. Some were in finery, some in rags, some so wrapped up in their own affections. They all streamed by with their inane chatter and their ridiculous fawning over the dark and gleaming American ship. The awe was too much for Alice, and certainly misplaced. This afternoon, she was to have been married to a man who had gleaming chestnut hair, a sunny smile, and a twinkle in his eye. And yet now she stood alone, watching and waiting. No, no. He said he'd come back. He will come back. He will. But Alice knew the truth. That he wouldn't. That he'd gone. At first, grappling reality, she slapped her hands over her ears to shut out the noise so she, sensible Alice Trueheart, could gather her galloping thoughts. Not a sign of him. Not on the ship, not on the wharf, not in any of the rowboats that pitched and swayed on the busy waves in the American Clipper's wake. Leo had gone. The Confederates' SS Shenandoah, which had no place in her home port for goodness sake, glided out from its sturdy mooring into Hobson's Bay, sailing on Greater Port Phillip Bay, past the rotting prison hulks and onto the heads, proud and majestic on her journey. A fierce huntress, carrying her greedy hunters, she steamed away, sleek and sly, from the Victorian colony's bustling shores. Something on the water caught Alice's eye. A bird. White, calm, and bobbing on the low laps, enjoying the sunshine. It was odd, out of place. It sat on the gentle, sooty foam and the speckled froth of the ship's long wake. But it wasn't a gull. It was a white cabbage tree hat. Leo's hat. Its raven's feather still tucked tightly in place. Her heart clenched. Her body shook. He'd gone. He was on that ship. She shouldn't have told him about the baby coming. She knew it. She'd seen something in his eyes. Even so, how could he do it? How could he?